Hey, ambitious mamas, Krista Rialba here. Okay, so I spent the day at the Estate of Health in Kingsville. So this episode is brought to you by the Estate of Health. Not really, but I mean, it is because of the inspiration that came from being there. If you're in the area, you've got to check it out. Okay, so I've had so many huge moments there, but what I want to share, I'm trusting it because I know that whenever I have taken a day or even just a few, moments in meditation, whatever follows afterwards, I always trust and take action on that like inspired divine, wisdom. So today I spent a lot of time in meditation, actually, in the sauna, in the hot tub, in my massage. I'm not trying to rub it in, I swear it was a glorious day. But what came after once I got home was I have to go record this. And that is the title of this. What was happening to all of my friends? What is happening to women in their late 30s, early 40s? What is happening? Okay. And that's really what happened to me. Although all of our stories are really different, there seems to be a real common thread that exists. Okay. As this is taking us back to October, or no, even before then, I would say before I found that missing piece, I would say like right before that, like September-ish. And that missing piece, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I spoke about it in the last few episodes, I'm sure it will come up many more times, but that missing piece of my healing. So it was like September, and we were all, my girlfriends and I, we were all out for a cocktail. We were going to see a concert. What concert was it? It was like at a local casino. I think it was like a 90s night. Anyways, okay. So we were going to this concert and we were having a cocktail before. And I remember like just being on this kind of like round booth table. And I don't know what, well, I know what prompted me to ask it, but I said, do any of you experience anxiety? Like, do you guys consider yourself anxious? Is that something that you struggle with? Like, just like curious. And every single woman put her hand up, like, maybe not like all the way up, but was like, yeah, me, hello, right? And I was like, oh, okay, so I'm not alone. Like, what does it look like for you? What does it look like for you? What does it look like for you? And of course, all of our stories and how it manifests in our life is different and shows up in different ways. Everything from like, angry, ragey mom to, for me, it was very internal to, a lack of self-confidence, lack of belief, but also kind of the missing piece for everyone, or the thing, the common thread was a disconnect from who we are, right? So kind of losing that spark, losing that sparkle, not feeling as in our body anymore. So that was kind of the common thread just in this very casual conversation. So I was like, huh, okay. So it was interesting timing because within a few weeks from then, that's when I found the missing piece, which was the connection between the gut brain, brain gut, right? More on that in previous episodes again. But once I found the solution, and it was by taking care of that very like essential connection, that pathway, right? So that everything else added up, everything else good that we were doing for ourselves counted more if we had that connection. So once I started taking the proper nutritional supplements, herbs, etc., to strengthen that pathway, then I was like, okay, let me have a little bit more in-depth conversations. So I started to lean in and have like real vulnerable talks with not just my closest girlfriends, like locally, but also some of the women who I just absolutely love and adore, who I've worked with over the years. And I'm like, okay, tell me what's actually going on, right? Tell me what's going on behind Instagram. And that's when things got really real, right? Because I think by this age, so again, late 30s, early 40s, by this point, first of all, we've already been through it, right? Anyone who's listening who's like 45 plus, you're like, oh girl, there's more coming. But by this age, like, you know, it could be a divorce, it could be some different hardship, it could be grief, not to mention this is when things are changing hormonally. We may also encounter different things that have affected us long term, like unhealthy relationships, lack of boundaries, different burnout when it comes to, I spoke about this in the last episode, so like the self-abandonment piece. So, you know, how many times have we not been true to ourselves, and how has that added up in terms of burnout, right? So many different factors. So as I'm having these conversations, they were, first of all, real tearjerkers, right? It was like, girl, like, I've got you and you've got me and we're going to figure this out. So luckily in that conversation, I was like, okay, so I think I've found something that's supposed to help. This is still very early days for me. Like, maybe it will work for you too. I don't know, right? But we were having these conversations and I was presenting a potential solution, definitely not selling anything because I didn't even know if it worked for me for sure yet. But it just allowed, I think the honesty and the vulnerability allowed for us to connect and to see each other and to hear each other and to know that we weren't alone. So if you are in your late 30s, early 40s, or so on, right, you're maybe you're further along in your 40s or even early 50s, and you're feeling burnt out, uninspired, depleted, you're feeling depressed, you're feeling anxious, you're feeling like you lost your spark, it's time that we get your lights back on, girl, okay? We've got this, and we've got access to healing. But I think the thing is it's so confusing because there's so much out there and it can just feel so hopeless, right? And like, what's the point? And one of the core benefits, the key benefits of strengthening the gut-brain axis, again, through the right nootropics, the right nutritionals, is motivation, right? Because ultimately, we know what to do with all those extra things that we know will support us, but sometimes we're just lacking the motivation to get dressed in the worst of it, drink water, right? To move our bodies, to eat healthy, right? We just, what is the point, right? That's what it feels like. So that is one of the really important benefits of the gut-brain connection, is just the motivation, just like the actual mo sounds so like crazy. Like, it's just like, could, if you're just more motivated to do the things, like to, okay, I'm gonna go for a walk right now, right? It's like, well, guess what? That walk will probably lead to another choice and another choice. But if we're lacking the actual physical motivation to do anything, well, that's gonna be tricky, right? It's like that, and there's a trending audio that's like, I don't know, I just don't feel like myself lately. And then the other person's like, did you drink water? No. Did you move your body? No. Did you talk to a friend? No, right? So she wasn't doing any of the things that she knew would help her feel better. So anyways, this quick podcast, you guys, I'm just here to share that it was really eye-opening to connect with, you know, with women who are so strong, rock stars, just total badasses, single moms, best-selling authors, healers, people of all different walks of life who you wouldn't necessarily think are struggling, were struggling big time, even with a toolbox filled to the brim of motivation and personal development and, you know, tools and tricks and all the nutrition, all the vitamins. They were lacking something super, super, super duper specific. And even when it comes to like the right probiotic strains that actually help produce dopamine, serotonin, right? And that's really the key, right? So this is going to be kind of a reoccurring theme that's probably going to come up a ton in this podcast, but it's so important. And it's like, how could something so simple as like a tweak in your nutritionals, you're probably already taking supplements, you're probably already taking probiotics, you're just probably not taking the right ones to actually produce the results and to unlock that difference in your gut brain, right? So yeah, so you're not alone. We've got this. I've got you. Protocol is in the show notes here, you guys, of exactly what I took to get out of the struggle, out of the darkness, and to begin, like, the first few weeks, that resilience started to build. You know, people were noticing a little pep in my step, but now 5 months later, it'll be 6 months, I think, in a few weeks, okay? No mega crashes. Because those crashes, you guys, I know you know what I'm talking about. You're like, I think I'm doing good. And then boom, right? And that is what's devastating. So let's get you to, like, ride that wave, right? To be empowered in your physical health, your mental health, everything. And then from that place, everything's going to become more clear. Here's a side note. I thought this podcast was over, but I'm not done yet. You guys, what's also going to happen once you get your gut-brain connection, like, locked and loaded, is you are going to see what's really working in your life and what's not. And to be totally frank, you're going to start to put up with a lot less bullshit, okay? Because you're going to become more confident in yourself because you're more connected to yourself, okay? Again, protocol below, you guys. I'm working on lots of great guests and such, but if you have any specific topics or any parts of my story you want me to dive into, just send me a message on Insta. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Bye.